This has been a difficult year for everybody. There are some things that we have battled that others have not. Losses that we've incurred that might not be akin to a friend or a family member or a neighbor's loss, but just loss in general, it's really permeated 2020. It's been a very difficult year politically. We're now close to the end of this year and moving into next year, and we're in a difficult time. We're in a time of in-between where a decision was not made, a decision has been made politically, and we must go forward. I've been thinking a lot this past year about my own life and my experiences and listening to the experiences of others. This whole idea of being in between is something that resonates with me. Just in between maybe one state, one emotional state, and another emotional state, maybe something as specific as a job, as a relationship. But this idea of being in between places that are more concrete, it's a time of obscurity. It's a time of not seeing clearly. It can be a very difficult time and a very painful time. And I think of that on the eve of Thanksgiving, because what I'm thankful for this year is that this year is almost over. And hopefully the lessons that will come on a grand scale for us as a country, what we've learned hopefully in our workplace, if there's a mind and heart, which I believe there are actually, of any given organization that we work for, that organization would have learned things in regards to how to fulfill its mission and honor the people that are doing the work. And then about our individual lives, and that we would learn these deep, hard lessons that could shape our future, shape our family's future, our workplace future, our country's future, the world's future. Because really the world is in our hands to make. And so I'm going to read a poem from the great Irish poet, one of my favorites, if not my favorite, John O'Donohue. I'm going to be reading from the last written publication from him, To Bless the Space Between Us. And he has his pieces of poetry in different sections in the book, different chapters. And this comes from the fifth chapter, which is States of Heart. And this poem is titled, For the Interim Time. For the interim time, when near the end of day, life is drained out of light, and it is too soon for the mind of night to have darkened things. No place looks like itself. Loss of outline makes everything look strangely in between, unsure of what has been or what might come. In this wan light, even trees seem groundless. In a while, it will be night, but nothing here seems to believe the relief of dark. You are in this time of the interim, where everything seems withheld. The path you took to get here has washed out. The way forward is still concealed from you. The old is not old enough to have died away. The new is still too young to be born. You cannot lay claim to anything. In this place of dusk, your eyes are blurred, and there is no mirror. Everyone else has lost sight of your heart, and you can see nowhere to put your trust. You know you have to make your own way through. As far as you can, hold your confidence. Do not allow your confusion to squander this call, which is loosening your roots in false ground, that you might come free from all you have outgrown. What is being transfigured here is your mind, and it is difficult and slow to become new. The more faithfully you can endure here, the more refined your heart will become for your arrival in the new dawn. The content of John O'Donohue's writing, it's as if he's lived 250 years. It's so wise and caring and loving and just sharp and to the point, but also beautiful and nuanced. I'm recording this on the eve of Thanksgiving. I send my blessings to you. Whoever is at your table, however you gather, may you feel put together in a way that gives you strength for the days ahead. May you experience a peace that is something that comes, almost like a stranger in the day. And you'd be comforted by that. And we'll be talking to you soon.